If you're the one you say you do, get me out of here. That's what we say, right? If you're the one you say you are, get me out of this storm. Get me out of this dark place. Get me out of this pain. I don't want to be puzzled. Are you the chosen one, or we look for somebody else? And I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know how much pain you have built up, but I know how hard this week has been for me personally. Let me just ask you, how much or how well are you trusting in God with this? Do you speak out of your circumstance? This is how Jesus responded to that if we continue to read. The Bible says Jesus answered back and he said, tell him everything you've seen and heard. The good stuff. This is the good stuff that's written right here in verse 5. The blind receive their sight. Tell them the lame walk. Tell them the lepers are cleansed. Tell them the deaf hear. And tell them the dead are raised up. And tell them the good news. The poor have the good news preached to them. Tell them all those good things. That's like if you had a puzzle piece, you pull it out and you know where to get it. That's my wife is good at puzzles. When she pulls a certain piece out, she says, oh, that goes over there. And then, what? How do you know that goes over there? She just got an eye for it, I guess. But those pieces are the easy ones that pull them out. Tell them the blind see, the deaf ear. Tell them all these good things that are going on so that it doesn't focus on the bad stuff. But then he tells them this. Last thing that Jesus tells them is, blessed is the one who is not offended because of me. This is Jesus speaking. Blessed is the one who is not offended because of the things that you have going on in your life. What does he mean by that? What he's saying is, trust me. Even when life doesn't make no sense to you, trust me. Even when you got these puzzle pieces in your life and it makes absolutely no sense why life has to be this hard, he wants us to know, trust me, even when it hurts, trust me. How many of you need to hear that this morning? Trust me, even when it's not making sense to you. Right now, where you find yourself, trust him, even when everything in your life brings pain, all these flashbacks that you have, I want to encourage you to trust him, even when it's hard. Blessed is the one who knows I'm on my throne. Even when it doesn't look like it to you and me. Because there's going to come a time when things get so hard. God, where you at? Blessed is the one who's not offended because of me. And I can imagine that as those men went back to John the Baptist and they said, oh, tell him, he's the real one. He did all these things. All these things are happening right now. And he's like, okay, yeah, so. And then the last thing is that little jab in the face, right? Know that I'm the Christ, even when it doesn't look like it. When life is not as perfect as I want it to be, trust that he's there. Trust he's in control. You know what I like even the most about this story is after Jesus says that and they take the word back, if you were to look at verse number 11. If I was Jesus and somebody was starting to question me, I know how I am, right? Oh, I see how it is, John the Baptist. I see how it is. Everything's good, man. You're praising me. You're throwing your hands at me. You're falling at my feet. Yeah, you want to worship me when things are good. But as soon as something hard comes, you want to turn your back and run. If I was Jesus, thank God I'm not, right? That's what I would do. But we serve a God who is so much greater than me. Because you know what Jesus said, even after he was questioned by one of the greatest men in the Bible, John the Baptist. Well, listen to what he says. Instead of saying, John, what are you doing? Why are you turning your back on me? Why do you question me? What has God shown you? This is what he said. Verse 11, he said, truly I say to you, among those born of women, how many of you have been born of a woman? All of us, right? All of us. Among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. And so Jesus didn't turn his back on John the Baptist. He didn't say, I see how it is. You don't want to follow me. You can go do your own way. But he stood up and he made a proclamation to everyone that heard it. Even the greatest. Hard things come in their life. There ain't none greater than him. There's going to come a time for you and me when these puzzles that just make absolutely no sense. You lost a job. You lost a child. You're battling cancer. When you get these pieces, do you trust God knows where it goes? Trust him. Even when it makes no sense, trust him. And I know that there are folks here this morning that you've been given some pretty hard pieces in your life. Maybe you have buried children. Maybe you are battling cancer. Maybe you have had a stroke. Maybe your family is broken up. Maybe you don't know where to go. And you get these puzzle pieces and you say, this makes no sense to me. Know this. That everything that you're looking for, everything that you look everywhere else for, can only be found in one person. It's Jesus Christ. Everything that you're searching for is found in him. If you would run to him when you get this, lay it at his feet and say, you know what, I don't know where it goes, but I'm laying it at your feet. You put it where it's supposed to be, and I'll trust that you know. I wonder how many of us this morning would be willing to do that. Because if you've never been dealt a hard puzzle piece, I want you to know that there may come a day. I pray there's not, but there may. Prepare yourself for if that day comes when you go through something you don't know what to do about. When that day comes, if that day comes, would you be willing to run to Jesus and place it at his feet? Because he knows where it goes. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you've been there this week. I've been there with you. Even when it doesn't make sense, trust him. Last thing I want to read to you this morning. Oh, right there. The answers to your questions are found in Christ Jesus. When a trial comes in your life, how many search for the meaning of it, the purpose of it? We try to search for the answers of it, but all that is only found in Jesus. He's going to reveal himself one day. Right now, remember now, it doesn't make sense, but then I'll see his plan. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7, it says this. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though it's refined by fire. What he's saying is gold, it perishes, it messes up. But your faith, when it goes through the fire, it will be made perfect. It'll be made better. It'll be made whole. And when you go through that fire, it will result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. When Jesus shows you that he's been here the whole time for you. Through all the tears that you've shed, do you believe God will use even the hard things for his glory? I believe he can, and I believe he wants to. And so what we do, we run to his feet, trust him. There are many hurting families today. There are some that some of you are close to. And we got these puzzle pieces this week, and man, you say, God, why do things like this happen? I want you to know there are some things we just don't know. If you try to find out, you're going to wear yourself out. What we do is we trust God. Even when it makes no sense, trust him. So what's your puzzle piece look like this morning? Is it heartbreak? Lost? Brokenness? No car? No job, relationships on the rocks, want my kids to listen, but they ain't listening. What's your puzzle piece look like this morning? Do you have faith today to lay that piece at his feet? I don't know where this goes, but I know you. Running to you today. That's you this morning. I pray that you run to him. Life doesn't make sense, run to him. You know he's got everything in his hands. You wear yourself out trying to figure it out ourselves. Run to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to show himself to us. But it takes us getting up and stepping to him. And I know that's hard for some people because I used to be just like that. I used to just want to bottle everything up inside me. But I learned, you know, like you put those Mentos in the Coke, you put the lid on, and I see those videos on YouTube all the time, it explodes, right? That's what we do. We try to keep all that in and everything just keeps shaking up around us. It's going to explode if you keep it all in. Jesus is here for us. Don't carry that hurt any more than you ever had to. Those questions, don't carry them. Baggage, it weighs us down. Slows us down. Stops us from serving God. When we learn to let go of all the baggage we carry and give it to the Lord, it's when you feel free. I wonder how many here need to feel that freedom this morning. They're tired of carrying everything on your back. No, it's the Lord and only the Lord who can set us free. Stop running to the relationship. Stop running to the substances, the alcohol, the drugs. Stop running to everything that is not doing anything but hurting you and your family even more. Run to Jesus and surrender completely to him. Today is your day of salvation. Today is the day where everything can change for you. Today is the day where you put that puzzle piece at the feet of Jesus and you put it where it goes, God. takes me standing up and stepping to him first. I hear you, Lord. I'm stepping to you now. I'm surrendering everything to you. I pray that's where God takes you this morning. Our community's hurting. People we know are hurting. Even when it hurts, the Lord is our strength. The Lord is the one we take out to the hurting world. The Lord is the one that we proclaim even when tough things come. And so that's my prayer this morning for us. I'm going to ask Miss Sandra to come, and I don't know where you're at today. But know that when pain comes, that the Lord hath gotten you. You need to run to him this morning. I pray you run. You know life is not easy. Maybe nothing is hard or hurting for you right now today. Maybe there's someone in your family. Maybe some situation that you haven't really taken seriously in your family. And you've tried to turn a quiet eye or a quiet ear, whatever they say, to that situation. And you say, it'll take care of itself. No, it may take you standing up for your family. Getting on your knees and saying, Lord, you heal my family. Maybe that's what it takes this morning, is for somebody to stand up, because Satan is on the verge of victory because we're not willing to stand up to him. What if God wants to use you to stand up for your family? Stand up for your children. Stand up before it's too late. Losing too many young people. Stand up and surrender. God, I want you to use us. God, I want us to have this faith, God, that leads us to a place where I'm not afraid to stand up. I'm not afraid to step out by faith. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, where it's the power for everything that I need. God, I pray that that's us this morning. That we would be folks willing to stand up. Get on our knees for our young people. Get on our knees for our families. Get on our knees for our children. Get on our knees for our community. God, this reservation, Father, I pray that there are people that are willing to get on their knees for your glory, God. We humble ourselves this morning so that you will be exalted. Have your way. We'll be careful to give you all the praise.